What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell us, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up, we're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Welcome back, everybody. Hola, ¿cómo están? What's going on, fellas?
Estoy bien.
We're here.
Busy spring, middle of spring.
Yes, sir. Spring is a... Actual spring is finally upon us, so spring practice is just starting to heat up. So
I don't know about you, DJ. It's freaking cold here.
Yep, it is pretty cold. It's not gonna lie.
It's like 80 degrees.
The hell happened to spring?
84 degrees right here.
Spring came and went.
Vish, feel free to remove Jazz and Blue anytime they start talking about 80 degree weather.
It's nice and warm, nice and toasty here.
Yeah, not
air conditioning blasting.
Yeah, our baseball team suffered through that this weekend.
Don't even get me started on that. I mean, anyway, I know
they're gonna kill me, man. They're literally gonna. I can't take this anymore.
We've got a show. We've got a makeup show. So to do about that,
they're gonna kill me. I cannot sit through this anymore.
Yeah, they need to stop the whole cardiac Kings crap.
It's just like every game. It's like
unbelievable. Geez. Unbelievable. Well, listen, we got some good news on the college football front from recruiting wise. We got a big time commit this past weekend. We also had a transfer out at the same position. Which, look, if you've been watching the show, you know that we've been talking about this quite a bit. So, and there's going to be a lot more to come. So buckle down, Kings fans, because some of you may not be happy about what's going to come down the road. So, but it is what it is. It's a numbers game. And you're always going to have these things kind of happen, especially now with the new transfer portal rules and all that stuff. So, but before we even get to that, I want to give a shout out, and I know you guys did it already, Vish, but congratulations and bittersweet, right, to Katie Meyer on her retirement from the game in college basketball. Obviously, you know, she's an amazing person. First and foremost, an amazing person, but a great college basketball coach as well. Led this Miami Hurricanes team for 19 years and did a kick-ass job, right? So hats off to her, and as she sails into the sunset on her retirement from the game. But I don't know. It's going to be hard to replace a cat like Katie Meyer.
Literally, she headed down to the Keys and got on her boat. So
that's right.
Literal sail off into the sunset.
She literally did, I'm sure. So I know you Vish, you're close to Coach Meyer and the whole women's program. So I'm sure it was kind of bittersweet, but more bitter than sweet.
Yeah, did not see this coming. So
no kidding.
We had 4 episodes of buckets last week because
oh my god,
stuff kept happening. And crazy. Actually, like a couple of like the key players from the women's team entered the portal today. So
nice.
Still keeps
here we go. Right,
just keep rolling. Yeah,
until they find someone. Which listen, I'm sure they're in a position to go grab a really good coach. So you guys will talk about it on buckets, but. Excited to
yep,
see
there's buckets Wednesday. Yep.
There you go. And so turning it over to college football. What's up, Danny Berry? What's going on, Fresh? I see you in here. Yeah, no kidding, right? Considering the way things are going. But
well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's he's talking about it specifically, but at some point if there isn't roster expansion with the halves. As things keep changing and there's consolidation around a few leagues,
there's
much more of a two-tiered system than there was even 10 years ago. And I know our fans complain a lot, but we are in that upper. There's 4 conferences now, and everyone else is just worthless.
Pretty much,
the UCFs and all of them have left the smaller conferences and moved up. Like there aren't a lot of
even teams like SMU are now
in a big conference, right? Yeah, like, so crazy. In order to handle that, they're gonna. There's such a big gap there. I wouldn't be surprised if we see larger rosters come back.
Good point. That you make a good point there. Blue, this past week, and we talked about it a little bit last week, right? About seeing something, some separation now with the pads and them going at it a little bit more, you know, with a scrimmage-ish type of weekend. Well, particularly on Saturday, where you had the guys really kind of go at it a little bit more. And then show potentially some separation, right? From the information I gathered before we even speak, you know, there was a lot of really good stuff out there. But there was also maybe 1 or 2 concerning things. And I want to get to both of them. But I really want, you kind of to talk a little bit about what the atmosphere and the vibes were like out there. Not only that, right, you had some recruits come in on unofficial visits. Some big time guys. Maybe you can kind of speak on that as well, on some of the guys you saw out there, and of course a big time commitment as well that we'll get to a little bit later. But talk to me a little bit about the guys you saw out there, the vibe, the energy. What was it like? It's a little bit different now. Has it started to change how Miami football is practicing, how they are going about their business? What did you like when you saw what you saw out there from that perspective?
Well, they had planned, obviously, going in to be outside and, you know, do everything outside. But the rain was terrible throughout. So it kind of forced everything inside. And I'll tell you what, a lot of kids stepping up, a lot of talent on that football field. As we mentioned, you flash back 2 years ago and it what night and day. It's just night and day. Your quarterback position. As we were talking in the pre-show, it's just as good as it's been. As good as it's been, you know. I mean, probably hate to say, that Jacurry will be the odd man out. Obviously, that he's probably gonna you know, not probably he'll look for another place. He has to. I mean, you know, he's really a good guy, and he just too inconsistent for what they're doing right now. And you look at the first three quarterbacks in that system with Ward and Poffenbarger and a kid that we saw last year, Emery Williams, who's looks like he got bigger, stronger. His arm strength is really good. Definitely right now with he and Nickel proposed to be the future of the team over the next couple of years, but you never know anymore with the stupid NIL crap. So you never know. Right now, and there was a bunch of guys like former Hurricanes that were around me, and all of them. Xavier Restrepo is the best football player on that team. I don't care what position. Bain's great, but Restrepo is just a different level. He's a different level. I mean, a whole different level. He lifts that team. He's causing separation against guys that they, you know, figure that are going to be the guys at the beginning of the year. I'll just say offense because I don't want to cut Bain. Bain's a beast. But I'll tell you what, Elijah Lofton. No way you're going to park that Lamborghini in the garage. No way.
The guy does it all, right? Swiss Everything. Army knife from what I hear. Yeah. Running back, tight end, all of it. He played
six different positions. And I remember when I was telling you last year, I watched your state title game against Liberty. And I said, hey, Jazz. You know that he threw one, ran one, caught one, and picked off a ball.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's whole different level. The offensive line, the size is daunting. I know, you know, last year was getting bigger, but this year, that weight room, everybody's really looking good. The running game, I mean, you know, it's kind of tough, I mean, to tell, but I think, you know, with the addition, I think they're going to kind of take the wrapper off of maybe one freshman. Because they still have to get Chris Johnson in the flow. You know, what's the names? Who looks great. What's the name? I can't even think. The young kid that was out the last 2 years.
Citizen.
He looks, oh my gosh. He's a rock looking kid. I had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, he was always kind of the most talented kid in that room. Just couldn't.
Oh my gosh! I'll tell you, Vish. He's, you know, and he's ready to go. He's got those fresh wheels.
Right, that's the thing, right? He's got no wear and tear. I mean, he's got the wear and tear from the surgeries, but no wear
from
and tear
the surgery.
From getting beat up or getting tackled and getting hit hard. So,
That surgery that Willis McGahee had that year at. Didn't seem to kill him in the NFL. So I think this guy's going to be really, really special. AJ Allen's hurt, but he's still a dude. You know, he's still, as you and I watched last year in that scrimmage, Jazz, he can get up in that hole pretty quickly when needed. I don't think the running game is going to be a concern. They're going to get a portal receiver somewhere along the way. They got to. Because they got guys, but do they have enough? Do they have enough dependable guys?
Right.
You know, I mean, Jacoby's really a good receiver, but if he reverts back to, you know, his attitude, it hurts everything.
Right.
And that's not, you know, calling him out. That's just the truth. It's a fact.
Absolutely.
Well, tight end position is still, you got guys, but do you have guys that are going to make plays?
Right.
You know, I mean, Arroyo's a nice looking kid, but
Lofton can figure in at that position. Lofton,
yeah. Amongst everything else,
right?
He'll be handing out water bottles too, I'm sure. I mean, he's gonna be everywhere. So the offense looked really good. I mean, it can score some points.
Good,
and you know, no matter who you have behind, and it's good to know that if something should happen to Ward. That they're in good hands. The Poffenbarger kid unleashed one like 72 yards. So he's got a pretty big arm on him. And Emery, you know, if you didn't know, Emery's not bad. but.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices?
And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As far as defense is concerned, a couple of injuries that were held out, a couple of guys held out. But
well, hold on a second. Before you get into No. The talk of the offense for me was JoJo Trader.
He's ready to come in,
and he's going to start day one, right?
Well,
that's the biggest thing. Talk to me about how JoJo looked.
He's different level. I did omit him, but and I kept watching the number six coming right at me all the whole game. He's everything is advertised. A lot has to be during the summer, how he's going to do during the summer, whether he starts. He's definitely going to be the first man right off the bench. I know Horton. I read that. Yeah. Well, Horton's still got 3 years of playbook in, you know, behind him too. Right. So that's kind of experience is good. I want to see more. We got to see more of Ray Ray. Got to. I mean, and there's another guy who's got that quickness big time. Yeah, JoJo Trader's whole different level. But everybody kind of knew that, and he was kind of hidden behind Jeremiah. Right. But you know what? You look at the guys, and I'm not saying that he's the total answer, but it's kind of funny since they got Sly Johnson that all his kids, JoJo's, Restrepo, are just have turned it up to a just an unbelievable different notch, you know. So and I think that him working with a lot of those kids from when he was younger, when they were younger, helps. What happened? No, you were laughing.
Yeah, because of what Melissa typed in the chat.
What'd she say?
Well, I mean, is this not insulting to the three of us just here for Blue?
We're all kind of here for Blue also, you know.
This might or might not be a true statement.
Yeah. Showing love for Blue.
What are you waiting for, Vish?
Yeah. I know, right? shout out to Mel.
What's up, Mel? How you doing?
We're all here for Blue. Okay, so Blue, I'm gonna turn it on you though.
No, don't.
I'm gonna look at Max. Now Max looks what he says. I'm just here for Melissa. You guys are unbelievable, man. Jesus Christ. What's going on, big guy? So I got a question for you, right? Because there's a little bit of talk out there that the Canes might be looking around a little bit at the offensive line for particularly one position, and that's the center position.
Yeah.
They don't know if, you know, there's some talk out there from, you know, that they're not necessarily completely convinced on the play of Zach Carpenter. And I think primarily from a pass pro, I think is the big deal. I don't know. I haven't been at practice. I haven't seen it myself. But the talk is that, you know, a lot of people aren't convinced on his play just yet. How did you kind of assess Carpenter's play? I know you said the offensive line looks good, but how did you assess Carpenter?
He's solid. Let's look at what we had last year, you know.
Yeah, that's hard.
The guy is gonna be playing. Yeah, the guy is gonna be playing on Sundays. I think the very fact that the rest of the guys on the offensive line are really good, it's gonna kind of help him out, you know, because if there's any double team, it's going to go towards Rivers or Mauanoa, or, you know, it's not going to go to him so much.
Right.
So I don't think he's going to get a lot of pressure. But listen, one damn injury and you're down to five or six guys. So, right. Yeah, I think there, I think linebacker, I think secondary.
What about the left guard? Who was in at left guard on the first team? Who was it? Who was the guy? Because I know that's been – one that there's some competition out there. It's Okunlola, Tommy Kinsler.
Yeah, Kinsler was there. Both of those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, it's really tough because they didn't do a full out scrimmage, you know, like that. Right. I mean, they blew the whistle a lot.
More scripted plays is what it was.
Yeah, right? It was controlled.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So they didn't let everybody go. So the offensive line, what they did is they made those a block and sustained it for, and then they blew the whistle.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. They didn't have to fight or anything. So it was really, I mean, I'm not going to say that he let the world on fire, but it was a little tough to judge. If you're just judging it from the other day, I wouldn't do that.
Well, you're also asking him to cover potentially the best defensive line in the ACC, and maybe one of the top in the country too. And that, you know, the guys that he's going to have to go against.
That'll only make him better. And, sure. You know, you look at some of these programs like Ohio State or Georgia, you know, when their guys got to go against each other, that's pretty much the best they're going to face. So
absolutely.
I think secondary is still a weakness. It's, you know, they've got some pretty good guys. Still got to find a safety, although what's his name? My head's blanked.
Steph Powell, Savion O'Reilly.
No.
David Harris.
Yeah. Patterson? No, David not Harris. Harris. I'll think of it.
Jaden Harris.
He had a really good. He's made huge strides.
That's good. That's exciting.
But they need more depth. The cover corners are okay, but they're. You remember when they got to go against some of these teams?
Yeah.
In the ACC, they're gonna need, you know, they're gonna need some really good cover guys. But that being said, I think their front seven is really starting to come along. And if the front seven starts dominating up front, it'll give the secondary a whole lot more leeway. So, but yeah, Miami's defensive line potentially. And I said next year with the edge and the defensive end kids, maybe as good as any in the country. They're stacked, you know, young kids though, but they're stacked for the future. And linebackers are still, you know, okay, they're not real deep with experience.
Right. I saw one play where I saw Darius Harris, the new kid,
Yeah.
He's got some long.
He's got real long.
Long arms, very rangy.
But again, you would much rather be inserting juniors and seniors and experienced guys, and not of so course. Much first year freshmen to begin with. That's right. What I'm saying. You know, I mean, you got a couple of guys coming back from last year that had good years, but depth is going to be key because we see how many times did Miami come in and at the beginning of the week, they say, oh, well, this guy's not playing this week. This guy's not playing a bunch of times. Sure. So depth is going to be, that's what he wants. You know, he had said that. Talking to a lot of the people that we need depth. We need depth everywhere, but we need depth on that defense because, you know, let's say that a Bane goes down.
God forbid, knock on wood on that.
There's nobody next to him caliber-wise, you know. So that's what I'm saying. You know, when people used to say when Miami got Leonard Taylor, oh, look. But you know what? Georgia, Ohio State, all those teams are getting 2 and 3 of those guys at a time. So that's where Miami's differential from being a Power Four, big, you know, elite top 10 team is their depth,
right,
or lack of it.
Yeah. Well, they're getting there little by little.
Yeah. Well, shoot, like I told you, I sent the roster of 2022 to a buddy of mine who lives up north and send him this year's, and he writes me back. He goes, oh my god, what a night and day. And then by next year you flash that 2022 thing and you go, the hell was Manny thinking?
Let me tell you, that's a big shout out and a big props to Coach Cristobal on that staff for
but he said that year. Jazz from the day he got here that we're gonna upgrade every year. Awesome. And he has. And, you know, I can say, you know, all these people, oh, Cristobal can't do this. And, yeah, but everything that he said he was going to do, he's done. Coaching-wise, he's doing his best to upgrade every single thing. And they have. Can't argue with that.
The Six Rig King Show. Yeah. The Six Rig King Show. Yeah. The Six Rigs King Show. You know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.